But they, what they call them, valleys or different deals.
Okay, what was a gully?
Yeah, they've been called gully. Huh? I've heard of them called gully.
Okay. Was a gully a thing just, you know, did you ever handle anything like that? You know, maybe where a stream had changed its course? And it's gone another way. Was that a slough? You know, part of a slough where, you know, the ground was all eaten away or something like that. So.
Well, I'd say it was just a wash place or a washed out place. And no, a slough. If there's no water in it, you wouldn't call it a slough. In other words, a slough would be a body of water that's still. It may even dry up, but it's still called a slough because it holds water.
Now, if you had some land maybe a bit swampy and you wanted to put it under cultivation, what would you do? You'd say, what would you do to the land to get the water off?
I was in the last two police jury races.
Yeah?
I was in the throat and the runoff both times.
You've been in it?
This past December, I was in the runoff with Senator Poston's brother.
Yeah?
And, I mean, Lee McCunthy, this past December, I was in a runoff with Lee McCunthy, the incumbent.
Yeah.
He'd been in there 16 years.
Uh-huh.
And I was in a runoff with him. And then 4 years ago, I was in a runoff in the second primary with Senator Poston's brother, Shawty, M.O. Poston. Got beat both times in the runoff.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have enough money. In other words, they bought their way in, and I didn't have the money. If I'd have had it, I wasn't going to buy my way. I told people that I wasn't going to buy my way. And then if I was elected, well, I'd owe them.
That's the police?
Police jury. In other words, maintenance over all the roads. And that police jury is what makes all of your parish laws. They are the governing body of the parish, the police jury.
I said, if you won that, you would have been on it?
Pardon?
You would have been on it?
If I had been elected, well, I'd be one of the police jurors.
Now, I was talking about marshes. How do you get the water off? Do you ever do that? Would folks ever try and get the water off the marsh?
Years ago, not other than maybe digging, plowing a big ditch to drain the low place where the water would drain on out to where the ground would dry up earlier.
What would you call a small rise in land, something like this here, just a small rise in land, you call that?
Mound. A lot of people call them mounds. Well, a hill, you're getting up a hill, a tall lot. A hill's next to a mountain.
You get a knob? You ever heard
a knoll or a knob.
Okay. All right. And then, the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp, you call that a
cliff?
Cliff, okay. Now, up in the mountains, where a little road would go through a low place, you would call a...
A pass?
A pass, okay. Did you ever hear it called a notch?
No, I never heard it called a notch.
Okay.
A pass.
What would you call a place where boats stop and freight would be unloaded?
Docks, boat docks.
Now, did you ever see, do y'all have places where water would come over and fall long distance here?
Not too far until Toledo Bend Dam was built.
Okay. And you call that a?
Waterfall. We've had small ones where they had water-operated grist mills where they've made meal that was operated by the water falling.
Uh-huh.
In other words, they'd have a grist mill with a big paddle wheel down, and the water would be flowing over this little levee and hitting the paddle wheels, and turn, why, when it would turn, why, it would turn the grist mill to grind meal.